Now, at the weekend, the European Union expanded its borders east and south, embracing 10 new members. The newly joined nations now have an opportunity to enjoy the economic benefits of being part of the world's largest trading bloc. But as Joe Lynham reports now from Dublin, the new countries haven't received the benefits of membership gained by other nations who've joined in the past.
As the 25 flags of the new European Union were raised into the Dublin sunshine, many people rose to their feet to embrace each other. It was a poignant moment for so many Central and Eastern European countries who have watched their Western neighbors get rich over the past half century. Now they too have been admitted to Europe's top table, but with strings attached. Unlike when Ireland, Greece and Portugal joined, these new poorer countries have been denied access to most European labor markets and will not be getting the same level of cash from Brussels. So are they annoyed? Johan Parks is the Prime Minister of Estonia.
People would like to get the social guarantees and to enjoy them. I think this is very wrong way of thinking. I think this is a question of European competitiveness. If we have full freedom in Europe and if we say that but we have 40 all kind of exemptions, then it is not a real union. So.
Small countries like Estonia will no doubt be looking at Ireland as a model for what they hope to achieve from EU membership. But economists like John Fitzgerald from the Economic and Social Research Institute believe that Irish wealth wasn't solely due to EU money.
The Irish standard of living in 1990 was 60% of the EU average. It's just over 100% today in terms of GNP per head. So that's 40 percentage points we caught up in just over a decade. Of that, maybe 3, maybe 4 percentage points, that's maybe 10% of the growth, was due to structural funds directly.
The other question raised this weekend was the prospect of Eastern European countries stealing business from their Western neighbours due to their low tax rates and cheap labour. Is the West afraid of that? I asked Jean-Claude Juncker, the Prime Minister of Luxembourg.
Maybe that during a first period events of that nature could happen, but we have to build Europe in a common way, and I'm not worried by that.
But this weekend was not a time to argue over tax and business. It was a day full of emotion as hope and history began to rhyme.
Joe Lynham reporting from Dublin. Now, the clumsy word outsourcing figures lie.